And welcome back to JR Morning on this Detroit Pistons victory Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's there. We go. It's Hot Pink Helpers is an organization that is led by an all-volunteer board. 100% of their funds that come in go to help those individuals that have heard the words "you have cancer," and particularly breast cancer, cope with some of the challenges that come forward. When you hear those words, you don't know what's going to happen next. I can speak to that firsthand. You're worried, you're scared. In many cases, you don't have the financial resources to step away from your job to you have to continue. Life goes on. I was talking with Kim Adams yesterday about that of here are the challenges you have before you. Troy Clogg and Linda Clogg are the co-founders of Hot Pink Helpers, and it's an organization that's growing in notoriety. And part of that notoriety is there's more demand out there than they can serve, and they are continuously working to generate funds through golf tournament. They have an event coming up Saturday. It's Keys for a Cause. It's at Elevate right down here in One Campus Marshes. And before I tell any more, let's get the co-founders on here, Troy and Linda Clogg. Good morning to you, Troy. Give me the reason why. I mean, you run a very successful landscaping business. You've got things going, and you decide to put all of your time, all of your energy, as well as your wife's Linda's, into this initiative.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, yeah, it's the birth of Hot Pink Helpers dates back about 15, 20 years. A lot of us have been through tough times in our life. In my case, not cancer, but like so many, divorce and tough times in the business when the economy crashed. And I just paid attention to my prompts. As far as I'm concerned, I was driven to serve the world. And so I took, in my business, salt is the worst part of the industry, if you will. As a landscape snow guy, nobody likes it. I colored the salt pink and created a product that we could sell across the United States and Canada called Hot Pink De-icer, a bagged product for sidewalks and so forth in the snow industry. 15 cents of every bag, and it's about an $8 product, and we sell hundreds of thousands of bags at this point. Fed the charity in the very beginning. So that's kind of the where it began. From there, it led to building a board, creating the 501c3, and just continuing to serve the world. I think we're all here to make a difference in somebody else's life and to help and serve others. And this became our vehicle. Then I was super blessed to be surrounded with a great group of board members, starting primarily with my wife and daughter and moving on from there. And yeah, fast forward to today, we have a lineup. It's heartbreaking. There is just a line of people who need financial assistance when they're going through the toughest time in their life.
And Linda, you know, sometimes people think fundraising events are just about, you know, writing a check, but nights like this, you know, this Keys for Cancer Dueling for a Cause, I mean, they also create like community and hope, don't they?
They sure do, Lloyd. I'm excited this morning as we are just about to go into our second event of our history. We usually have just had this golf outing, but we knew we could do more. We, as Troy said, the need is great. And so we do have people applying almost every day needing help. So we created this energetic Keys for Cancer, Dueling for a Cause. I'm excited for, you know, the energy that's going to come through this community of ours with Hot Pink Helpers. They never disappoint. They always show up. We've got some exciting, fun, high energy event with the Keys for Cancer, the dueling pianos. If anyone's ever been to one of those things, you know how much fun they can be. And we have some great auction items. I know we're going to have a great night tomorrow night.
As you look at this event, again, it's Saturday, so tomorrow night, is there still an opportunity for folks to be a part of the fun, hear the energy of the music, interact with people, meet new people, and really hear the story? And also, Linda, while you're answering this question, when you present the checks, you present the checks. It's not a wire transfer. You go and you talk, and you're part of their lives.
For sure, Mark. You know, cancer affects people so much more than just physically. It's emotionally and financially, and it's super important to us to we go to their homes, come into their living rooms, hear their stories, share tears sometimes, but let them know that it's certainly a financial help, right? Like we're giving a grant, but also that they have a friend and they have a support, and you know, these relationships can go on afterwards. Many times they do. So that's super important to us as a board. We have 7 people on our grant committee, and you know, there's just a big group of people that are going to come into you and you know, just love you up, right? That's our goal. And yes, we do have tickets available still. It's not too late. You can go to hotpinkhelpers.com, click on the event tab, and come and see us tomorrow night. Have a great time with us,
And you
and
know,
make a difference doing
oh,
it.
absolutely. And at the end of the evening, you know, beyond the donations raised, what would make you feel like the event was truly a success?
Well, I certainly we need to expand the knowledge of our organization across our community further outside of the circle that we've created so far, and we are growing, so that would be successful. Obviously, we need to make some money, right? Because we don't write these checks. Yeah, we don't write these checks without the support of the community that surrounds us. And as I said earlier, this community never disappoints. They always show up for us, and you know, we are 100% volunteers. So if you could get down there and help us raise some money so we can continue to say yes, right? The donations that people make to Hot Pink Helpers, they can know that a 99.9% of every dollar we take in goes directly to the families. And yeah, that's what we need to do.
Troy, we got about 30 seconds left. How can folks learn more information about Hot Pink Helpers?
Well, certainly on all the socials, and at the in our website. But most importantly, just come tomorrow night. It's a beautiful event, 6 to 10 o'clock, One Campus Martius.
We appreciate you both, all the work you do. You know, those that have cancer have family members, friends. I think we're all impacted, and I look forward to joining you tomorrow night and being part of somewhat of a celebration, but really the ability to impact our family, friends, and neighbors in a positive way. Thank you both.
Mark,
Amen.
thank you. Thank you for your support.
And someone close to us who is going through it right now, Jamie Edmonds, our co-host here on JR Mornings, and she announced a couple of weeks ago that she has breast cancer, and she's dealing with that right now. And she's also created a podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way. She dropped her second episode. We'll talk to Jamie, find out how she's doing, and talk about this latest episode next on JR Morning.